Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Tuesday, December the 31st, 2024. And this is the last time I'm talking to y'all this year.
It's the last time I'm talking to you this year.
No, it's not. It's the last time I'm talking to y'all this year, lifers. That's it. I'm not doing it anymore.
You love to do that.
I do. And this is a running joke for all these years. I always tell, you know, my kids or whomever or a friend, I'd be like, I'm not talking anymore this year. Happy New Year's Eve.
Such a child.
I am a child. Happy New Year's Eve. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. Hope you're having a great set of holidays and all that good stuff, right?
Absolutely.
And it's been a hell of a year, hell of a ride. And a lot of great things, a lot of horrible things. And I think I'm definitely ready for 2025.
I'm definitely ready. Definitely.
Right. Yeah. But then I get scared. I'm not scared.
What are you scared of?
I'm not scared.
Of what, it's just what you don't know?
Crazy. Yeah. I'm not scared. Yeah. I'm not scared of anything. I'm aware that 2025 will certainly bring numerous unknown challenges, but I'm also aware, acutely aware, more so that 2025 will bring many, many more great blessings and wonderful things.
Yes.
And 2024 did all that.
2024 was an eye-opening year
great, and one of the ways it's great is we have Real Life Real Crime. And we have a you lifers, and you're the best fans in the world. And we truly, I know y'all get tired of me saying, but we truly do love and appreciate each and every one of y'all.
Absolutely. And I want to say that, because it's just on my heart so much that so many people are hurting, you know, and stay strong and stay positive and look for, we don't have all the answers. What you're praying for might come in a way that you're not expecting it, or you might not be praying, just positivity and keep moving forward, and it will happen the way it's meant to be.
Yep. So the year in review, something special. I think the worst that we'll talk about by far is brucellosis.
Absolutely.
Nine nights in the hospital, basically four in ICU, basically four being kept alive until they figured it out. Mm-hmm. But not getting to that point. It took like 3 months to get to that point where I was sick enough to realize that I was sick.
Yes.
And you know, y'all carried me through that, and that's why we didn't ask for the nominations and the votes for all the podcast awards this year, because I remember distinctly, and I don't remember that much, but I remember I had no light, no sound, dark room, whatever, and I knew I was almost dead, and I made my peace with my God, which is Jesus, and just prayed for a long time in the bed. And then I was like, I'm ready. Take me home. I can't do it. I can't take one more second of it, but he didn't. And then I asked Cindy, I said, which I've never done. And I said, when, you know, we have this platform, the Lifers, and I said, will you please get on there and ask him for prayers? Yeah. However God wants it to work out, let it work out. Mm-hmm. But believe me, I was ready to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything that happened during that. And it wasn't just after that. It was home health care after that and all that. But so then one of the great positives is our granddaughter.
Oh, my goodness. She's right? Just amazing.
Being born this year. Yeah, you know, there's plenty more negatives and plenty more positives. But our granddaughter being born this year is just an amazing, amazing thing. I mean, people tell you, but you just don't know.
No, because we've had friends. So, my granddaughter, my granddaughter. I mean, specifically like Shane and Tracy. My goodness. Yeah. And I never got it. It's like you always say. It's one of those things.
I got it, but you didn't get it.
No, you don't get it. It's like you always say. It's like a migraine until
or being a victim.
Or something. A survivor. Yes.
A victim of homicide.
Yes.
Like another, I guess, I truly believe in my heart it's going to be it'd be a great thing when we get justice for Haley, hashtag justice for Haley. But we gain new family members and Miss Barbara and Stella and Tyler. And we started hashtag justice for Haley this year.
Yes.
But to get there, we had to bring real life, real crime back home to us again. And that's, we wish everybody well. We wish Jim Chapman well, and we wish Mike Agravino well, and Jim Chapman and I still have Bloody Angola. But the business side of things, business, and to get it back to where we could focus on one and do this show also, we had to bring it back home, which I think was the right decision. But then we have hashtag justice for Haley dropping on Fridays.
Yeah.
And we need y'all to continue to listen and like and share. Patreon and Convicts, thank you so much. And y'all getting the commercial free early releases and the videos and pictures and everything else that's locked up and all the bonus episodes for Real Life for Crime. But so that's a great thing in the fact that they were never going to get justice for Haley.
No.
And we have a chance now to continue to do that. And it's also a great thing because when we will never be done with Haley, but I believe we're going to get the murder indictment. I believe we're going to get justice for Haley when we complete the series. And we already have the next family lined up.
Yes.
So we'll be doing another hashtag justice for only after we complete or finished with Haley. And guess what? This family's hurting too.
Yes.
And I've known that the daughter of the victim, she and I were in high school together in the same class. Matter of fact, when I ran away on my 15th birthday, she drove me to the bus station.
And gave you money.
No, she didn't give me.
Who gave you the $10?
I went around all around school and I bummed money for my friends. Yeah. Well, that's
a story. You probably just stole from me.
That's a story for another day. But so those things happen and all kinds of things happen, but we're in a better place than we've ever been. But doesn't mean we don't have the challenges every day. But we have the blessings every day.
We do.
And we hope the same thing for y'all. And so let's get down to some true crime time for the last time for
2024.
Last time I'm doing this shit with y'all this year. That's the truth. So, it's not this shit. It's actually good shit. So, in reverse order this time, I'm going to tell y'all. So now you don't know these stories. I'm going to talk about a couple stories and you tell me what you think. Okay. All right. So I tell y'all that every holiday, the calls go up. And the bodies hit the ground and the blood's happening. If you're a detective on call, you are FUCKED. And I'm going to tell you about one. This is kind of a justice story, but this happened on New Year's Eve. Now, the New Year's Eve, time for celebration. And that's, we've had a lot of great ones before Cindy. I had a lot of great ones around the world and stuff. But I still like to watch the balls drop around, because of time change and the crowds and everything else. And,
right.
As I told you, the crime happens. So I'll tell you about a man on New Year's Eve, Times Square, New York City. What did he do? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
All right. Well, this 20-year-old guy, his name was Trevor Bickford, and he's from Maine. And on New Year's Eve 2022, he showed up to that crowd of a million some people, and guess what he was carrying?
A bomb.
Nope, a machete. All right, and he ended up getting arrested for attempted murder of a police officer and other crimes because he attacked a bunch of people with a machete in Times Square on New Year's Eve. Well, let me tell you about it. So then I'll tell you what happened to him because it's been a minute, right? So the Maine 20-year-old accused of trying to murder NYPD officers, plural, plurals in a 2022 New Year's Eve machete attack near Times Square was sentenced to nearly 30 years in prison after he pled guilty to several terror-related charges. So he went down there just a drunk fool acting. He was down there to terrorize,
right? I don't think a drunk fool has machetes on hand, but.
Yeah, well, this one, he's just a fool. And so Trevor Bickford was indicted in January of 2023 on the terror charges, including attempted murder, assault, ag assault on a police officer, according to the Manhattan DA. He pleaded guilty a year later to 5 counts involving those charges, which stem from the New Year's Eve attack on the 3 cops. Now, he approached them on 8th Avenue between 51st and 52nd Street. And Bickford, had previously told the judge he was under psychiatric treatment for a schizophrenic disorder. But during his guilty plea in January, he told the court, and I quote, "On December 31st, 2022, I attempted to kill 3 uniformed NYPD officers in an attack with a knife while they were working. I know what I did was wrong, and I am sorry." So as part of his plea, Bickford admitted he scouted Times Square and chose a group of NYPD officers as his target. He said he carried out the attack to wage jihad with the goal of killing military-aged men so he could become a martyr. Bickford made statements to detective implicating himself once he was in custody. He said, "Inspired by radical Islamic terrorism or extremism, he attacked 3 NYPD officers who were just doing their jobs by protecting the public during the Times Square New Year's Eve festivities," this according to U.S. Attorney Damon Williams. Thankfully, one officer's quick thinking action stopped the defendant's attack while minimizing risk to the innocent bystanders who easily might have become additional victims of the defendant's heinous violence. Had the case gone to trial, among the government's evidence were the 12-inch machete used in the attack and a journal found at the scene with Trevor's last will and testament and officer's body camera video that showed the attack. Video showed the machete coming down on the cops while Bickford's face could also be seen as he swung the weapon. He planned, he prepared, and traveled to conduct a savage attack in support of his violent ideology. And now he's being held accountable for his actions. This is according to FBI Director Christopher Way. Now, all three officers were treated for their injuries and released from the hospital the day after the incident. And one officer suffered a fractured skull in the attack. The three officers were in the courtroom for the sentencing and offered their victim's impact statements.
Good.
Now, that's something you never hear of.
Right.
Quote, I'm greatly affected. My ability to be a police officer because of Mr. Bickford's actions, I can't do the job I held for a decade, said Officer Louis Iorio. He suffered a cut on his scalp and says he continues to have migraines, adding that he is being forced into retirement.
So sad.
Right? Prosecutor said Bickford tried to grab an officer's gun before shots were fired. So he must not know that they have what they call triple retention holsters. That most people don't know about it, so I won't give the secret.
No, don't give it away.
So a bullet struck Bickford in the shoulder amid the chaos that ensued. Officer Mikhail Hanna, who fired the single shot into Bickford's shoulder in the rampage, spoke of how he never wanted to have use a service weapon. But if I didn't, people could have died that night. Hanna said he lost his sense of security and does not like being in crowds. I get you, brother. Officer Paul Casalino, who graduated from the academy the day before, right, told the court, quote, it's a day that will live with me forever. He suffered a skull fracture and told the court he can, quote, deal with the physical pain, but going home to family is the most important part that I'll cherish forever. Now, Bickford looked at the officers while they gave their statements, and it came after he had addressed the court, apologizing again to the officers he hurt, as well as to his family and the country. Quote, I left scars, and I hope the victims can forgive me. Now, Bickford had potentially faced up to 120 years in prison, though prosecutors had asked for a 50-year sentence. His attorney said their client suffers from mental illness and hallucinations and had been radicalized by Islamic jihadist material online. They asked for a 10-year sentence. The judge disagreed with the defense arguments and noted how Bickford chose New Year's Eve in Midtown Manhattan, which is a globally televised event, to carry out his attack. Fortunately, he could not get his hands on a gun. This could have turned out much, much worse, said Judge Kevin Castell. And the sentence this idiot got will be served at the Federal Medical Center, Devens, in Massachusetts. So, did you know about that?
I did not know about that. How many years is he serving, does it say?
Yeah, I think he got 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject, or do they need a challenge to keep them engaged? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies, and adapts to each child, meeting them at their personal level. As a homeschool parent, I can tell you that IXL has been life-saving for my son, WL. He uses IXL every day and allows me to tailor his learning experience based on his specific skills, not just his grade level. If he needs support, IXL finds his current level and helps him build up to where he needs to be. And in areas where he's advanced, IXL propels him forward without any setbacks. What I love most is that IXL uses visuals in its questions and lessons, which really helps WL learn math and science better since he is a visual learner. The interactive practice problems and educational games make learning fun and engaging. With IXL, school is a positive, fun experience. WL enjoys earning awards in the educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Real Life Real Crime listeners can receive an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to access the most effective learning program at the best price. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? I know Sydney was, and if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, found in our food, water, and even in our skincare products. These disruptors can wreak havoc on our hormones. Believe me, before Hormone Harmony, I watched Cindy suffer. Not anymore. Hormone Harmony's formula, made only with herbal ingredients, have reduced Cindy's hormonal symptoms, and it helps women of all ages. Then there are the natural hormonal changes our bodies face, such as menopause. While these processes are part of life, they don't have to be uncomfortable. The good news is that you don't have to suffer through it any longer. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts known as adaptogens, designed to help the body cope with stressors, including those chaotic hormonal fluctuations that can disrupt your daily life. Whether it's PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, or menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, Hormone Harmony can help with it all. Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to improving women's lives by using only high-quality, science-backed ingredients. They make no compromises on quality, ensuring that you receive the best support possible. This isn't just a supplement. It has become a phenomenon. Women are talking about it everywhere, with a bottle of Hormone Harmony sold every 24 seconds. And the most important benefit, women express feeling like themselves again, a sentiment echoed in over 30,000 positive reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Don't forget to use the code RLRC for 15% off today.
So, man, I guess he's 20, so he'll be out. He'll be younger than me.
He has no right to get out. You affected three officers' lives and their families.
Shit, he would have killed everybody. I mean, he hit at least two of them in the head with a machete.
Exactly. And you have them up there saying that they can't perform their duties anymore and they're affected. I mean, I know our soldiers go to war and, you know,
it happens.
But you don't expect it.
It happens. So, I mean, I didn't get hit in the head with a machete, but you have to suffer through it. Every time we go out in public, I refuse to go in a restaurant where I can't sit at a back table with my back to the wall.
That's right.
And these guys, you know, got attempted murder.
Yeah.
And while doing a job, and thankfully, that one officer put some lead in his asshole.
Right.
And then he wasn't such a hero.
So do you think it's better that he acknowledges what he did was wrong, or do you?
I think that's part of the plea bargain.
Yeah. I don't think that it was.
Federal crime like that, the judge doesn't have that much leeway in sentencing. They have to agree upon it on both what they, like the defense wanted 10, the prosecutor wanted 50. And a judge weighed whatever, and then they give them so many points for this and this and that on the federal system. It's not like state. And the judge lays out a sentence. But I'm going to tell you, some 30 years, he got to do 30 years. He gets one day a month off a good time. What is that in 30 years? 12 times 10 is 120, 240. He gets 1 year off.
Well, that's when
if he behaves.
He's going to behave, and that's 1 year too many.
Yeah, well,
I don't think you should get day for day or time, whatever you've always explained to me. Yeah, you do your time.
I agree with you on that, but they have overcrowding problems and shit like that. That's the one they try to do. And you know, one way that they try to alleviate some of that. I get it, but I don't get it. So that's tonight, y'all. New Year's Eve, stay safe in those crowds. You better watch out. Better not pout. That's too late for that.
Santa.
Right?
Santa's still watching, though. He's watching for next year.
Yes, he is. he's definitely doing that. And
what is your number one thing for staying safe in a crowd? Don't go in it.
Wow, it depends on the size of the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, the New Year's Eve crowd, you're just fucked. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely say don't carry a purse. Don't carry a wallet. Anytime Cindy and I go out at night or whatever, the bars, restaurant, whatever, Vegas or wherever it may be, mm-hmm. what I do?
Well, you put our IDs in the front pocket.
I take your license yep. and my license and whatever card I'm going to use, mm-hmm. and I put it in my front pocket, tied up against my leg.
And you also put your hand in that pocket and you exactly hold my right. hand with the other.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I don't let you carry a purse.
No.
Because you're making yourself a mark.
Right.
And they're going to find some other person who is carrying a purse or a big fat ass billfold in their back pocket, and they're going to get them.
Yeah. So. But I just remembered, it's not like I'm a big true crime person. And at that time, I think we were in 2022, we were at Ruth Lee. So we weren't watching a much TV. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear about him, but I remember 2022 New Year's very vividly. And you and I did not walk out of headquarters until about 6 o'clock in the morning night after New Year's Day.
It's called partying. I think it was like 9 o'clock.
Probably so.
Yeah, that was a good time. The Real Life Real Crime Headquarters. Well, let me bring it one more closer to home.
Okay.
And this story has a conclusion also. Pointe-Coupee Parish is across the river from Baton Rouge, y'all, on the west side. And as new roads and different small towns like that. But the district attorney is Tony Clayton. And y'all have heard me talk about him before in past cases. Mr. Tony called me one time when we did a call to action on a case. And he's like, bruh, mm-hmm. you know, he called me on my cell phone. I was at headquarters then.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm not going to take it because we didn't really jihad. And, mm-hmm. We had a few clashes over the years, but the call to action came out and he called me on my cell phone and said, Tony Clayton. I was like, fuck it, I'll answer it. And then he was like, started on my ass. And then he went through the whole thing and he said, you got to call, your life was off. They're melting I can't get a phone call out. And my emails are jammed and da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay, this is why they are.
Yeah.
And I told him what was happening in the case and da, da, da. And he was like, that's not true. And da, 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 da. He said, I will have a meeting with the family only if you come in the meeting.
That's right.
So that my words can be twisted and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. And so anyway, that
and you Tony got Clayton, arrest on
Tony
that.
Clayton's he's a bulldog. There's no doubt about it. He's a great district attorney, but he didn't put up with any shit. And he doesn't just have Pointe-Coupee. He's got West Baton Rouge and whatever the other parish is too. So he's got several parishes. But anyway, he is tough on crime.
But you are, and you were right.
I was right, I was right, but I was wrong because I was giving some wrong information, but we did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped an episode on that. But all right, so let's go to a juvenile did some bad shit on what day? New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And so, but in the conclusion, the juvenile from Pointe-Coupee Parish has pled guilty to murder and attempted murder of three others from a shooting that occurred on New Year's Eve. Now, this was published on October 9th, 2024. So I imagine it was 2023 senior, but I'll get to it. So it's by WAFB Channel 9 Baton Rouge, y'all. So according to District Attorney Tony Clayton's office, the 14-year-old boy and shooting victim, identified as 19-year-old Princeton Howard, had basically a fight at a New Year's Eve party, and home video surveillance caught the teen walking towards a truck which contained four passengers, and he shot multiple rounds into the back windshield.
A 14-year-old.
Yep. So officials said Howard, who was sitting in the truck, was rushed to the Pointe-Coupee General Hospital, but was pronounced dead upon arrival. The other three passengers in the truck were injured and caused significant damage to the vehicle along with neighboring properties. So this 14-year-old just shot everything up. The teen was sentenced to serve juvenile life in Louisiana. Y'all, that's 21. He faces charges of second-degree murder, three counts of attempted second-degree murder, and aggravated property damage, according to Tony Clayton's office. And, of course, his name wasn't released because he's a juvenile. Quote, "This is a very sad case of a juvenile choosing to use a gun to settle a dispute, and it was life-ending for a young man and has lifelong repercussions for numerous families," said District Attorney Tony Clayton. "I have said it many times. Put down the guns. We will prosecute these cases to the fullest extent of the law." And he did. So let me digress from the statement I was saying earlier. Tony and I talked a couple of times. One of them was one of the ones we were a little bit at odds on was Mary Pusho's case, but we got it. Mm-hmm. And we're outside the courtroom when Peanut pled guilty and the family, Tony came out and he told me that day on the phone, he was like, "Oh, I came out there to do my politician thing." And, and the family was giving you the praise. I'm like, "Bro, it ain't about praise. If it's about getting Mary Pusho's
killer behind."
Right. And I mean, they said it was an accident.
Yeah.
And because of the lifers, and just like was trying to do in hashtag Justice Haley, when we did the call to action, they did it. They went back and they reinvestigated and opened, and we got, they pled to 60 years, man. He was already in his 70s.
And his new wife was part of it too.
Yeah. And that's the death penalty case. The other case we worked on, there was, you know, whatever information and the, but this one, New Year's Eve. I mean, you know, I can remember being a kid, New Year's Eve, being a kid, a teenager, probably 12 years on.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/audio.
I already had my alcohol or drink. You know, I purchased ahead of time. We were going to a party, and a lot of them at Chad Collins' camp. And
yeah.
They made pipe bombs but they played on WFMF, played
the
top 100 songs of the year. And everybody got shit faced. We'd make jungle juice and the big coolers of Everclear. And I remember one of the bad things happened last year. My little buddy and my best friend, one of your boyfriends from high school, little Hal died. But I remember distinctly he spent the night, one of the New Year's Eve's night at my house. We got in 3 a.m. He threw up all over my wall with the Everclear on it. It damaged the paint, stained the paint.
It did.
But I mean, you know, just excited, run around and go act a fool like that, being a teenager. Well, you don't think a 14-year-old is going to come up and shoot your vehicle.
WL.
And yes, fuck.
That's WL.
That's my son's, our son's age. That'd be like him walking up to a vehicle and just unloading on it.
I know. And when I realized it was WL, do you know what Sophie asked me last night? We were sitting in the room decompressing from the day and we were watching Southern Charm, which is a reality show on Bravo that I've actually never watched. So she's making me go back to 10 years to season 1, episode 1. And there's these young kids. And Sophie said, Mom, when are you going to have the sex talk with WL? And I said,
I had that with him a long time ago.
I said, Woody does the sex talks with the boys. Right. I take care of the sex talk with the girls. So I'm not ever doing that.
He has been properly versed as a father should. And it happened a long time. Long time before 14, I can tell you that.
And I also said he's Woody Overton's son. I think he... Mm-hmm. It's innate in him.
Yeah. I damn sure made sure to have it a couple years ago.
Yes.
Y'all thought he think his face looks stoic in pictures. Yeah. You should see when I had that talk with him. It happened before 2024, I can tell you that.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was so funny. And I said, what are you expecting to do?
That's the last one ever I got to have.
No. No, we're going to have grandkids.
Well, the fucking our kids are going to have their own sex talks with their kids.
No, we're going to be better.
Fuck that. I don't need to. At least I know the boys. I don't know what you do with the girls, but I know the boys are going to be handling their business.
Yeah. Well.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
it's time for Family Matters.
not really, but family does matter. And we're going to make this a shorter version because it's New Year's Eve and we got all kinds of stuff to do like everybody else does too. Yeah, stay safe. Been a great, great year. So blessed for each and every one of y'all. And we're so blessed where we've come through 2024 and the blessings and the hardships, all of it together. And y'all have put up with all the changes and knock on wood. The one thing I think you're going to have in 2025 is consistency.
I hope so.
Yes. Life real crime.
That's a goal.
And all that other stuff that we tried and didn't work. For not because we didn't want it to work.
No.
We didn't think it would work at the time, but there won't be any more of that.
No, there won't
be. This is what you get now is what you're going to get.
Yes. And I'm getting my footing with this because this isn't I'm not a storyteller. It's not my forte, but I look forward to this time of coming out, sitting down in front of you, yep, looking each other in the eye, telling the stories. It's like a break for me because otherwise I'm behind a computer editing and posting and all of the other stuff that happens. And I'm not saying you're not, because you're doing all of your stuff that you do for the, for the stories, especially #justice4. I'm just saying that this is like a break for me. Yeah, it's like
cool.
You know, and it is cool.
So they tell myself, I don't listen, or I hadn't been listening to my own podcast, except for the #justiceforHaley, because I don't have to listen to them because you're added to them.
I was going
to
say that's a big trust thing for me. Thank you for that.
In the beginning, like the other shows, I would listen to them, and then it didn't, in the beginning it was fire, and then when it wasn't fire anymore, then it was like, I did, but I didn't tell a secret of myself. I've been a listener to hers because I actually like them. The best episodes are the ones I do, but I don't remember exactly. Generally, I remember everything that we talk about, but I don't remember exactly what was said, the stupid shit that was said, or
you know,
laughs and whatever. And so I'm listening to you and I, and I'm cracking up, or I'm like, oh fuck, I can't believe I said that. and so we hope y'all are enjoying as much as we're enjoying it. But 2025, #justiceforHaley. We were going to be concluding the State versus Scott Peterson real soon.
Yes.
And going back to the original Real Life Real Crime. But that story is just such a great, I hate to
it
say
really
great.
Is. It's I know.
Such an evolved, great story series.
Mm-hmm.
And the only series that we've ever done that wasn't mine that's this long, not only this long, but that the listeners continue to grow. And generally, when you do a lengthy series, you have a core group of listeners, but there's a numbers drop off. This one is growing. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, it's got to end at some point in time, and it will. So that's going to be ending in 2025. Your Saturdays will be back to Real Life or Crime. You get 4 days a week of
True Crime Time 4.
Then you're going to get a hashtag Justice 4. And then we'll go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. Mm-hmm. We are going to be doing what we'll call mini drops on Sundays.
Yeah, like Sunday shorts.
I think they're going to be pretty cool too.
I think they are.
That'll be starting next week.
Yeah.
So that y'all stay tuned for that. Then you get in Real Life Programs 7 days a week.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. So have a job that you love. You never have to go to work.
That's exactly right.
And we love all y'all. So we're not going to work. But we're about to get off this microphone. So we can go ring in the new year. Happy, happy, happy new year. Love and appreciate each every one of y'all. And that's the last time I'm telling you this year. I need to take my medicine.
Yes.
Getting tongue tied.
Yeah.
All right. Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
Your host of True Crime Time 4. That's the last time I almost messed that up this year. Your host of True Crime Time 4. This one is New Year's Eve 2024. We'll see y'all in 2025. Peace.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.